Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly is where we are. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6 here at Chickies. Players Lounge at 7. Joining us now, as he does Mondays or after games at 4 o'clock, Donovan McNabb. Donovan's calls brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to UnitedTire.com. That's UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, another win.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
That is.
It's not about anything else. It's not about stats. It's not about, you know, what we could have done on third down or whatever. We did what we needed to do to win the game. That's the most important thing.
So one thing that I know you must be happy about, given what you've said over the weeks, is the last 2 weeks – the ability to get Dallas Goedert the ball. I know you've been really encouraging them to go to the tight end, and Goedert has really made plays every time he's gotten the ball the last couple of weeks.
Well, this is the thing, and you know, kind of watching Kellen Moore, knowing Kellen Moore's offense and his resume, it's about the intermediate passing game. It's about involving your tight ends and running backs. But my thing in the beginning of the season, remember, I talked about what is our identity, and our identity has to start with 26, isn't it? When you start with Saquon, then it opens up the opportunity to be able to get downfield in a play-action game. Now, the thing that Kellen Moore hasn't had is he hasn't had a running back that can be able to tote the ball 25 to 30 times a game and involve him in the passing game. He's had either one or the other, and he really hasn't had the running attack that he has now with the offensive line as well as Saquon. Because when he was in Dallas, you know, he had smaller running backs after they got rid of pretty much Zeke. So I just think for what we've seen, it's been a progression on offense, and we're at a point right now where the momentum is leading in our direction because we have the running attack and a little bit of play action. But the thing that we have to continue to evolve is we have to evolve a little bit more of the downfield passing attack to soften up the cover.
I want to stay locked in on Saquon for one more question, Five. When you're looking at him and having a player like that, right, that you can hand the ball off to, and he has the ability to go to the house on any play, what's that like for a quarterback? What's that like for the offense to have that type of explosive weapon?
Well, the thing is, you know, I've had the opportunity to play with probably the best three running backs, really four, added Deuce into the mix. I played with three of the probably best running backs of what they've done, and that's LeSean McCoy, Brian Westbrook, and in Minnesota playing with Adrian Peterson. And what that does is now as an offensive coordinator, you have to be able to utilize that part of the game and add it to separate, you know, to get your guys involved. And so what's next? You have to be able to control the middle of the football field. So you have to have a tight end that linebackers now, when they see ball and play action, now they commit, you can go right over the top. And so now what do? You put a single high safety, go either zone or man on the outside. Then you have to have a prize receiver that can beat any coverage that he may be faced with one-on-one. And so we have those particular levels, but if we don't utilize them in that order, then now we're just trying to just drop back, throw, drop back, throw, drop back. And it's not going to work out consistently in our favor. So Saquon has been a guy that Jalen can definitely lean on. And not only that, but Coach Stoutland. We need to give credit to Coach Stoutland and what he's been able to do with this offensive line with having a guy like Saquon to give him those opportunities for those big runs.
Donovan, throwing the ball in snow like it was yesterday, like what kind of a challenge is that from grip to footing to all of those things?
Well, I mean, with snow, I mean, you have to add in the elements as far as how cold is it? because that ball could be a brick. And so, you know, with Jalen, you know, having pretty much big hands, him being able to hold on to the football helps out in any way possible. But again, when you play in late January and February, we're talking about you got to have a run game. If you have a run game now, you don't have to throw the ball 35 maybe 40 times. You can throw the ball, you know, between 20 and 28 times, and if you're running the football 30 times, however, if it's a running back, if it's your quarterback, whatever it may be, now you're having a balanced attack, and it keeps you on the field while the clock is moving. And that's exactly what happened with us in the game against the Reds.
Donovan, what do you think about the just to drill down on a couple of play calls, because you mentioned Kellen Moore. One was that toward the end of the game, I think it was second and six, and they ran that bootleg where when Jalen got sacked. And then the play that the safety happened on, where they called a pass there. You know, positives and negatives to passing the ball in those situations, and what did you think of their decision to do that?
Well, I think what Kellen was expecting, definitely for the safety, he was expecting probably man coverage, where, you know, we can kind of get the ball to our outside quickly to our guys, if not hit the check down with Saquon, and it didn't happen. We got beat. We weren't able to step up in the pocket, which led to a safety. And I think for the bootleg, same thing. We have been running the ball effectively with Saquon. Now you think if we show a little run, get linebackers and ends to commit, now we can get on the outside of the corner to be able to get the ball to at least our check first read via our tight end and our second level guy, probably be our crosser, or our third read, which is probably a comeback to the outside. I can't recall the pattern or the combination that we had, but usually you have your safety blanket in the flat. And what they did was, I believe at that particular time, the D tackle went wide, and he bumped our tight end, which led to the end taking the tight end, and now he was already wide waiting on Jalen, and then that led to the sack. So you got to give credit to defense that you play, because, hey, they get paid as well, too. But, you know, we could have done a little bit differently, yes, but I think what it did was now put it in a position where defensive coordinators have to figure out what's next. And it went in our face.
Man, Jalen took a nasty sack, and his leg got caught up under him. I was honestly pleasantly surprised that it wasn't more severe than what it was. He was able to come back in the game. I don't know how much adrenaline had to do with that, but he didn't seem as mobile throughout the rest of the game. Moving forward, how do you think that impacts his play for next week? Do you think I know you're not a doctor, you didn't examine him, but how do you think that impacts him if he's not as mobile next week?
Well, I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express, so
yeah, I figured you would go there. Yeah.
I mean, the way you asked me, you know, you act like I got scrubs on, and you know, doubtful.
Hey, come on, man. Hey, listen, you know you're. Hey, listen, you're a Four Seasons guy. You ain't no Holiday Inn Express, man. You're a Four Seasons guy, man. Come on.
Depending on the situation, you know me, I'm gonna say, buddy. But you know what, the whole thing about it, it was a little bit of adrenaline. And then when you get in those situations as a quarterback, when you're not kind of restricting yourself, and so you're not holding back, he kind of went with it, which helped. And the best thing was his leg popped out. It kind of came out of the whole thing. And so you're not stuck in that position. I think he will be sore this week. How much can we get from him as far as mobility is concerned? I think he'll be a little bit more mobile than we expect, but it still won't be at 100%, and no one's at 100% at this particular point in the season. But I will say this, that was a penalty. We talked so much as far as the tackling, where linebackers or DNs are starting to drop.
Yeah,
and that's a penalty. I mean, especially from what we've seen in that Kansas City game, where everything looked like it was a penalty on Patrick. You know, talking, and then all of a sudden, all the refs explanation for it, because I've been in the situation. Oh, I thought you were running. That ain't got nothing to do with me holding the ball behind the tackle. And so I think that was a penalty and something they need to look into definitely this offseason.
Donovan, we have Jaden Daniels and the Commanders coming in here on Sunday. Jaden Daniels is playing like the
best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say anything else. He looks incredible.
Right.
What is the game plan for somebody like him, like if there is one? How do they attack Jaden Daniels?
Mush rush. I think what you're going to start to see, tackles and ends staying in their lane. And not getting beat and contained. outside. And what do you do? That means now it puts pressure on your secondary. And obviously with one of our best young corners going out with injury, we like to see what happens with him. And will he be back healthy to be able to play? We definitely need that. But I think you have to go into the mush rush where everyone is now pushing and pulling and being in their lane. Anyone kind of get out of their lanes leaves a running lane for him. But with saying that, we got to understand that he's not just a runner. He's delivering the ball from the pocket.
Yes, sir.
And so we can talk so much as if he's a scrambling quarterback as people want to utilize that and use and analyze that way. But he's a pocket passer first, and he is delivering strikes. And so if we leave anybody with a glimpse of being a step open, he's delivering the ball. And so I just think for what we have to look at, we have to look at our first game that we played against them and how we were able to close up lanes, get pressure on them, be physical with the receivers on the outside, and now that throws off the timing in their passing game. If we can get back to the way we played in game one and not in game two late in the second half, then we'll have a great chance in this particular game.
Yeah. You think we win on Sunday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is a game in which, and we haven't played a full game where passing, running, getting turnovers, getting off on third down, we haven't played that perfect game yet. And I hope that it's this particular game. But if we're 75% of that perfect game, I think we have a great chance of winning.
All right, Donovan. Well, hopefully we're talking to you a week from today and the Eagles
That's
in the
plan.
Super Bowl. All right, brother. Well, we thank you.
Yeah,
as
we'll
always,
be making
Don.
Plans to meet up at happy hour somewhere on what is it in the French Quarter?
No, we're staying away from Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street,
no
Bourbon
Street.
I have to check with my book club.
Book club.
All right,
what,
Donovan.
What time we're meeting at the book club?
All right, brother.
That, my brother.
All right. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Donovan. You know, he brought up Jaden Daniels. It finally hit me what Jaden Daniels reminds me of right now.
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me of the evolved version of Michael Vick. That, like, of the Eagles version of Michael Vick, just the guy who is able to beat you both ways, has a cannon for an arm, throws a very pretty ball, but is so dangerous from a running perspective, though that isn't his first thing that he wants to do, but he can do it. I mean, he is playing as impressively right now as any quarterback in the NFL, and that includes Josh Allen
everybody.
And Lamar Jackson and everybody.
No, it's no doubt about it. I mean, it's undeniable. He's in a zone right now. He's pretty much been in a zone all damn year.
Yep.
When you think about some of the miraculous wins that he's been able to put together, fourth quarter comebacks, last minute drives, all of the scrutiny and the spotlight being on him, not necessarily wilting and under any of that spotlight. I mean, you think about how good of a runner he is, it's not even the first thing I think about with Jaden Daniels, because he's such an accurate thrower of the football. And he's so cool, calm, and collective under pressure. Like, they tried to blitz him all Saturday night, and he was killing them.
Yep.
He was killing them Saturday night. Like, I don't even know, did he have a memorable run Saturday night? I don't remember anything he did running the football.
No, it's mostly
he was just slicing and dicing, throwing.
It's the threat of it that almost freezes.
Because it's
everyone.
Always there, yes.
Yeah. It's like playing against a video game.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a video game. When the quarterback can do anything, you're almost frozen. You don't know what to do.
We need, and I'm assuming Quinyon's playing Sunday.
Rap Sheet said that this morning that it's not considered a big deal.
All right, man.
They keep saying that, does that mean?
Listen, we're going to need the booty juice. And in case you don't know what the booty juice is, it makes you feel better. It makes pain go away.
Is that what Jalen was on after the post-game?
Well, could have been. I'm just saying. No, that's something they give you prior to the game.
Oh, okay.
When you're in pain to get you through a game. I'm just saying. I don't know if they still hand that out. But I used to be in line.
To get the booty juice?
What? But I've discovered that, like, my fourth year. I'm like, man, oh, okay. Okay.
It's amazing they could do that and you can still play football, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that you're still able to get it to a level where
you know what it is? The structural damage isn't there, because then you wouldn't be able to play.
Right.
But if it's all about pain tolerance or what have you, it's a little numbing agent. right? And it gets you through the game. You normally feel it that Tuesday or what have you, but hell, you got 2 weeks to get ready for the Super Bowl. So we, all hands on deck Sunday. We need Quinyanamo Bay. I'm getting used to it.
Yep.
We need him out there Sunday because he's our best corner. That's why we need him out there Sunday. Did you see Terry McLaurin out there last Saturday night?
Well,
Denami Brown,
yes.
Number two?
Yeah. He's coming on for them.
Man.
Zacchaeus killed us last game.
Yeah, Zacchaeus. We owe him.
They keep saying, not a big deal. All I know is the guy couldn't move his arm.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get, and he, within 5 minutes, he was out. He wasn't questionable to return.
Yeah, he didn't come back in.
He was, yeah. Maybe not a big deal for his career, but it's a big deal if he can't play on Sunday. That's
hell yeah.
All right, 215.
I like Isaiah Rogers, but.
Yeah, not like that.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. D in Chester, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, D?
Oh, man, listen, I love listening to you guys. I've been a long time caller, like I've said before. And I just wanted to, you know, make a few points. Spike, it was something that I definitely wanted to say to you, and I'm going to get this out of the way now. I know you don't need me to be a detective for you, but I have a few friends, and I know some of the reasons why some of the people that I know personally always give you such a hard time about your opinions or your takes on Jalen. And that when it all comes down to, man, you're just guilty by association, brother. Most of the people I found out just flat out don't like you or your take is because of your father.
Well, my father's been defending the Eagles for 15 years.
No. They don't like you because of him.
Oh, okay. Well, I have way more tattoos than him. Very different. And I'm much taller, so.
I always say that's not a fair take. You know what I mean? The king is the king, and you are you. You're two separate people. And for what it's worth, I defend you a lot. I always say, listen, man, he's fair, man. He's fair. You know
I appreciate that, D. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. I love you, brother. But, I wanted to say to you, Spike, thanks to you, you know what I mean? Now, I'm going to need a blue chew and a three-piece suit the next time I need to entertain my wife because, you know, she's seeing you. She said, Uncle, you don't dress like that.
Yeah, not Spike. A lot of mix-up today. I appreciate that.
So thanks to you. I got to go out and find me a nice suit. And, I got married, so I didn't have to do all this wine and the dining all the time.
You got to up your game, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you, getting married means you got to do more wine and dining.
Apparently, I've been living like Jack. So, you know what I mean? I got to get myself together.
I'm a one-suitsman.
Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah, listen, there's nothing wrong with it. Stay strong.
To my points, though, you know, basically, look, the only issue I really have with Jalen as far as, like, critiquing his play, man, that safety sack was so just – it was just – there's no call for it. You know, I get people are saying this, saying that. If he can check out of a play, he should have been, you know, wise enough to know maybe this isn't the best play for me to call in this situation. Let me just run it because – dropping back and then going into the end zone, that wasn't a good call. You know what I mean? And not only that, God, it was right there, wide open. So, you know, but, you know, all is fair. You ain't going to beat them down. Yeah, we won the game, but we got to do better.
Yep.
Yeah, well, and every round that it goes, you got to be better than the round before because in theory, you're playing a better team than you played the last time. And the Commanders are the best team we will have played in the playoffs so far. Certainly
from a streak hot standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for the call, D. I appreciate it. The Packers and the Rams are no pushovers for sure, but the way that the Commanders are playing right now, we were unsure during the year about how real they were. This is a real football
game. Listen, down the stretch, and we were going into the playoffs, this is the team I wanted to avoid. It was Green Bay or Washington. Give me Green Bay.
Yes.
I don't want to see Tampa Bay or Washington, right? Like, so I actually thought they would have lost by now. They haven't. Thankfully, they did win Saturday night because we're hosting the NFC Championship game. But this team has always been a threat to me, in my mind. It will be the third time we played him. The quarterback, I've been describing it as magic dust on him. That almost implies that it's a fairy tale sort of run, that it's not real. Well, that's not what I'm implying.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, when I say magic dust, I mean it's almost one of those, like, it's his year. Like, it's, he's having that type of year. So now we have to overcome that and defeat that, because he's gone on the road twice already as a rookie and as an underdog and beaten veteran teams, teams that were already in the playoffs last year, teams that had high expectations in their building. And he went, and here's the thing that he's done. He's outplayed the other quarterback. The other quarterback has made mistakes in both games, and he's not making mistakes
at all. He hasn't all year.
He doesn't. I think he's taken one sack in two playoff games, no turnovers. That's what this kid has done in 2 weeks.
All while making plays.
Oh, yes.
By the way.
All while being the driving force as to why they're winning on offense. So, yes, they're coming in here Sunday thinking it's their time. Boy, we got our work cut out for us. We're going to celebrate yesterday's win today. But we'll dive into this as the week goes on.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not going to do the whole I'm nervous and scared all week. I'm just saying this ain't an easy win, an easy game come Sunday.
215-592-9494. Coming up next,
I don't feel that way right now.
We will talk about the guy, the best defensive player on the Eagles, who had a great game yesterday.
Yes.
Talk about him next. We are at Chickies in South Philly. Remember, you can watch Sunday's game at Chickies. If there's another game in 2 weeks, you can watch that game at Chickies. It is the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Find your local Chickies and Pete's at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.